KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky, 49 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 61. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Officials of the Iowa DNR late Wednesday afternoon received a report from the city of Council Bluffs that untreated wastewater had discharged into Indian Creek and then into the Missouri River near Gifford Road in Council Bluffs. The city staff estimated that 360,000 gallons of wastewater discharged during maintenance work on a force main. City workers quickly stopped the release, made repairs, and collected water samples in the creek and in the Missouri River. The DNR recommends keeping children and pets away from the area for about 24 to 48 hours. The city says no fish were killed, and city staff will follow up at the site this morning. Officials of the Iowa DNR said also that staff from the DNR's Atlantic Field Office were in the field Wednesday checking for sources of a spill in Fremont County and a manure spill that reached a tributary of the East Tarkio Creek in Page County. In Fremont County, west of Hamburg, DNR staff investigated the report of a whitish liquid running into a ditch near Draper Bottoms Wildlife Management Area. Staff identified the liquid as an unknown amount of wheat gluten and watered land mix supplied by Ben Shin Trucking for Manildra's Milling Company. The DNR staff collected water samples for laboratory analysis but did not find any dead fish. The investigation into that incident continues. And in Page County, staff responded to a Wednesday morning report of a manure spill that occurred the previous evening when a stuck pump valve caused manure to pool at the Lee Brook confinement northwest of Clarinda. DNR staff found manure pooled at the site and in roadside and drainage ditches that flowed into an unnamed tributary of the East Tarkio Creek. An estimated 7,000 gallons of manure was released during manure pumping by commercial manure applicator Jason Sickles. Sickles immediately limed the ditch and placed hay bales to keep manure from moving downstream. The DNR is requiring him to build a temporary dam in the ditch and excavate soil to prevent more manure from reaching the stream. Staff found no dead fish, but again, the investigation is ongoing, and in both cases, DNR will consider appropriate enforcement action. Police in Omaha arrested a man wanted in connection to the armed robbery Monday night of a man from Council Bluffs. The Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division reports 21-year-old Renate B. Perry of Omaha was arrested on a probation violation in Omaha. His arrest was handled by the Nebraska State Probation and Omaha Gang Unit. He's currently incarcerated at the Douglas County Corrections and wanted in Iowa for first-degree robbery. Officials said at around 10:15 p.m. Monday, Council Bluffs Police had responded to the area of 204 South 10th Street regarding a robbery. Officers arrived on the scene and made contact with the victim, 19-year-old Donovan Belt, who reports that he was in the area on foot when he was approached by a male party, later identified as Renate Perry. The man showed Donovan Belt a handgun and demanded his money. The suspect then fled the area on foot. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports a Glenwood man was arrested Tuesday evening following an accident that caused a woman to be transported to the hospital. 38-year-old Robert Matthew Justice was arrested for driving under suspension and cited for failure to stop in an assured clear distance. His bond was set at $300. Authorities say 29-year-old Krista Frazee of Malvern was traveling east on Highway 34 just before 5 p.m. and approaching a construction zone. As she slowed for a yellow light near 305th Street, her 2016 Jeep was struck from behind by a 1993 Chevy driven by Robert Justice. Frazee was transported by Malvern Rescue to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Elsewhere in the news, the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund recently donated snacks to the Griswold Public Library for their kids' reading program. Lisa Matheny with the Griswold Public Library told members of the foundation that they have up to 16 kids come to the library after school and read for at least 20 minutes. Like all kids after school, they're hungry, so the library gives them a treat once their reading is completed. Trevor's mom and fund spokesperson Melanie Petty said in a press release that since Trevor was such a big reader, we felt this was a good fit for us to help out. The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund also purchased a large amount of used children's books while they were there and donated them to the Cass County Creators 4-H group. The Cass County Creators have been collecting books for a service project the last couple of weeks to hand out during the Washington Elementary Conferences this week in Atlantic. All the books collected will be given out to children in grades junior kindergarten through third grade. And Petty says anytime you can get a book or two into a child's hands, it's a win. Well, the Iowa Court of Appeals has ruled dairy farmers near Wesley in Kossuth County, which is in northwest Iowa, showed sufficient evidence that their operation was harmed by nearby power lines. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The Burdick family sued Interstate Power and Light in October of 2013. The family argued their dairy cows produced less milk and had breeding problems because of stray voltage. After an eight-day trial in December of 2015, a jury awarded the Burdicks $500,000 in damages. Lawyers for Interstate Power and Light appealed, arguing the verdict bore no relationship to the evidence presented by the Burdicks. A district court judge ruled the jury made an uneducated guess on lost profits and dismissed the jury's damage award. The judge also ordered a new trial. The Burdicks appealed that ruling. The Iowa Court of Appeals agrees with the Burdicks that there was sufficient evidence of damages, and the appeals court has ordered the utility to pay the family what the jury decided. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Earlier this year, a jury awarded a Wisconsin dairy farmer about $4.5 million in a stray voltage case. The judgment might triple to $13.5 million, though, if a judge rules Xcel Energy willfully violated the law. In the funeral announcements this morning, Kenneth Floyd Osborne, age 71 of Trainer, died Sunday at CHI Health in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Kenneth Osborne will be today at 10 o'clock at the Luss Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Joyce M. Garten, age 81 of Exira and formerly of Adair, died Tuesday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Joyce M. Garten will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. Joyce Scarborough, age 73 of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Graveside services for Joyce Scarborough will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Benjamin Ben Flathers, age 61 of Atlantic, died October 13th. A gathering of family and friends of Ben Flathers will be held this Saturday at 3 o'clock at the home of Dixie Flathers at 305 Nebraska Street in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Barbara Bruner, age 69 of Atlantic, died Saturday. Services for Barbara Bruner will be held November 22nd at 6 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.